Jenkins World 2016 is taking place this week in San Francisco. Now, you might be wondering the same thing that I am, that is, what is there to cover in the world of Jenkins that hasn't already been covered before? I mean, you build, you test, you deploy. I mean, we've been doing that for years. So we got CloudBees CEO Sasha Labore on the phone, and we asked him, what is there to learn about Jenkins and continuous integration and DevOps from attending Jenkins Worlds 2016?
Yeah, so first, the event is going to change quite a bit this year. We've tried different formula, but this year is going to definitively be a pretty important change. We're going to have multiple tracks in parallel. We're going to have some CloudBees specific tracks. More focused on business transformation, so higher the food chain, I would say. And we're going to have community tracks handled directly by the community, more on technical topics and project evolution and so on. Also, what we wanted to achieve is to make sure that for people who take the time to travel, you know, and we're going to have actually people, at this point we have people from 30 different countries registered for Jenkins World, wanted to make that trip very useful. So we're also going to have workshops. We're going to have 2 days training. You can take the same week before Jenkins World. And you can also be certified on Jenkins or the CloudBees Jenkins platform, a certification we launched a few months back. So you can really make your time really worth it and come, get trained, attend some workshops, attend the full conference, get certified, and go back home and sleep, because if you do all of those, you're going to be wasted.
Now, I'm sure you had a bit of a hand in putting the agenda together. So as you look at the sessions that are coming up, who do you think are going to be the most popular presenters, and which of the sessions do you think are going to be most widely attended?
Obviously, the keynotes are always important signs. I'm going to have one, but you should not attend this one. The two others are going to be much better than me. We're going to have KK, obviously, Kosuke. He's going to do a presentation on the state of the union, essentially, on where Jenkins is today, and we're going to see some pretty impressive growth numbers. So the adoption of Jenkins is a direct proxy of the adoption of DevOps in the industry, and it's really impressive. And also he's going to talk about the future of the project. Jenkins has been around for more than a decade now, and you know, it needs to be constantly stimulated with new innovations, and so he's going to talk about a number of things and demonstrate on stage new things that nobody has heard about yet. So it's going to be very impressive. Also, well, then I'm going to talk more about the business transformation aspect. Then we're going to have Eric Gruber, who's going to have a third keynote on the second day of the conference. And he wrote a really great book on his expertise in helping companies transform. And I think this is going to be very interesting to a lot of companies coming to Jenkins World, because I think at this point a lot of companies are not in denial that there is something they need to do. It's just that they're not always sure how to get started, where to initiate change, and so Harry Gruber is going to make some suggestion and talk about how other companies do it, and that's going to be, I think, a great presentation.
Now, you've mentioned the term transitions a couple of times, and it's a bit of a nebulous term. So when you talk about transitions, what exactly do you mean by transition? A cloud transition, a DevOps transition? And for that matter, when you talk about companies struggling with transitions, what are the actual struggles that they're running into?
Yeah, so I think it's what's interesting about what's taking place right now. It's really all of the perfect win conditions. You rarely have one organization that only focuses on one of those angles, right? Meaning, and that's really what makes it interesting, right? People understand that the new way to interact with people is mobile phones. Then they understand they need to grow that. At the same time, it's becoming hard to compete against public cloud infrastructure. So it offers a number of services, elasticity, self-service that makes it very appealing. And when you put DevOps, continuous delivery, and the idea to really remove friction and accelerate the pace of innovation, being able to release new features at a faster pace, they all play in the same transformation. So to me, it's not, obviously, you know, I'm focused very much as a business on DevOps and continuous delivery. But what we see actually taking place in organization is really, how do I leverage all of those assets to really help my company to become better, more competitive through software? And again, accelerating the velocity of your software organization by being able to push software value faster is important. But if you can do it by leveraging the cloud, you get an additional accelerator, and you have to do it through mobile applications. So a lot of those themes are actually in complete overlap and being pushed at the exact same time within organization as part of those next generation practices.
Now, how has the adoption of Jenkins 2.0 gone over since its release?
Actually, it was very fast because the upgrade process of Jenkins is very smooth. I don't exactly remember the timing of it, but we could find that. But my recollection is that after not even 2 months, more than 25% of all running instances that report statistics back to the project had actually converted to Jenkins 2.0. So it's a very fast transition cycle.
Shoehorning pipeline and improved security features into the full increment Jenkins 2.0 was quite an accomplishment. What types of features do you see being added to Jenkins in upcoming incremental releases?
Yeah, so we're in a cycle of very strong innovation, and actually at CloudBees we've allocated almost half of our engineering practice to open source contributions at this point and not our product. So we're making a massive push for innovation as part of the project. And so what we see is that if you look at the last 12, 18 months, the notion of pipeline was very high on the agenda, and a lot of work has been done there. We ended up with a very powerful mechanism to do continuous delivery pipeline. What we're seeing now is that there is a demand from the user base to get also access to a simpler way to do those, right? So powerful interfaces are good, but a lot of people start small, start easy, small teams, and so that's an area of work, making things simpler. The user interface is also a very strong area of focus. A few weeks back was announced this project called Blue Ocean. So there is also a very strong push towards a complete rewrite of the user experience on Jenkins to be a 21st century UI, you know, so that's a frequent criticism we receive. Cloud architectures, support for the Kubernetes, the Docker of the world, and so a lot of work is taking place right now to lead in all of those areas.
Now, I noticed that containers are a hot topic at Jenkins World 2016. How is Jenkins adjusting to a world dominated by containers?
Yeah, so actually Jenkins has some pretty, it is one of the most advanced features actually when it comes to Docker, both in terms of creating those virtual images or to use those virtual images as part of the test release cycle. But what's missing mostly is guidance. What I mean is best practices and guide people towards what the safe path for them to use. Because, you know, you have all of this flexibility, you end up with all of those tools on your table, and yeah, fine, but what do I do to not hurt myself? And I think this guidance is what we need to do. So at Jenkins World, we also going to have a workshop, actually, on Docker and Jenkins, so dedicated to the best practices in that space. We're also going to be releasing some new training, including online training on those topics, and a lot more content is coming to make that adoption easier. Again, I don't think it's a technical issue. Obviously, it's moving very fast, and we need to constantly add those features. But more than anything, it's making sure people understand what's the best way to use those tools without the attorney.
So why don't you sum it up for us, Mr. Lavori? Why should people attend Jenkins World 2016?
Yeah, I think this event is really going to be an amazing place to learn about DevOps and continuous delivery. So obviously, painted as Jenkins World, and Jenkins occupies a very important place as part of the DevOps transformation. But more than anything, I think if anybody is interested to learn more about DevOps, continuous delivery, meet with companies that are currently going through the transformation and hear about the challenges they're facing, this is a place to be. There will be a lot focused on education and learning. So, yeah, I think it's going to be a terrific education experience.